Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
The Green Tag Sales event is happening now at P&K Equipment. That means huge savings on John Deere equipment, like up to $500 off Gator utility vehicles, plus stackable financing rates. Our XUV series Gators can be packed with options and upgrades, but at their core, these side-by-sides are still a tough, durable, versatile, and powerful do-it-all machine. Take one for a spin at P&K during our May Green Tag Sales event and find out why in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/31/17. Varies by model. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details.
A lot of agriculture impacted by the deals that were announced last Thursday by the U.S. Commerce Department and the Chinese government regarding various aspects of trade that are being worked on by the highest leaders of our country. The top three points, the top three deals that were being talked about all had to do with agriculture, beef, poultry, and biotech seeds. Number one was the beef industry. Craig Uden, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, told the trade media this last week that we're finally having a chance to get in on the most dynamic market in the world right now, the Chinese market, where a real appetite for beef is being developed by the Chinese middle class.
China's representing 12% of the world's global export business for beef, and that was like a 0.5% 5 years ago, so there's a huge opportunity there.
The National Chicken Council says the announcement that U.S. beef exports will return to China is a positive step, in their view, towards resuming chicken exports to China as well. U.S. chicken's been banned since January 15 because of bird flu. The trade deal that was actually announced by the White House, point number two, allows Chinese companies to start exporting cooked poultry products to the U.S. in the near future. The hope is, with that done, that would open the way then to talk between the Chinese and the U.S. to get our chicken into their country at the same time. As for point three, that was a part of the 100-day plan announced this last Thursday evening by the Trump administration and the Chinese government, the American Soybean Association welcomed some details regarding biotechnology traits when it comes to seeds. They're very happy to see that the Trump administration addressing with the Chinese this current backlog of approvals for new biotechnology traits. Ron Moore is the president of the American Soybean Association. He's a farmer from Illinois. He says, clearly, we've been frustrated for some time now with the slow and unpredictable nature of China's biotech approval process that has hampered the ability of U.S. Soybean farmers to adopt the latest biotech traits. The announcement that the Chinese have committed to ruling on 8 outstanding traits is a major step forward. We recognize and greatly appreciate the administrations of both President Trump and President Xi for coming together and establishing a dialogue that we hope will yield more progress on biotech traits and larger market access issues in China in the future. China is by far the largest buyer of U.S. soybeans in the global market. American farmers send more than $14 billion worth of soybeans, meal, and oil to China annually. That's roughly one in every 4 rows of soybeans produced in the United States. So clearly, dealing with the Chinese on this issue of biotech, very, very important. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock got their next regular video auction coming up on Thursday, May 18th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 27,500 head to be offered, including 6,600 yearling steers, 5,100 yearling heifers, 5,800 weaned calves, and 8,200 calves on cows. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.